Bava Kamma, Perek Hey, Mishnah Base 5:2, and now we transition towards the Av Nezek of Bor. The Mishnah says, Hakadar Shehichnes Kaderosav Lachatzer Bal Habayis Shelov Rishus. The potter who brings in his pottery into the yard of another person, his neighbor, let's say, Shelov Rishus, without permission. Vishibartan Behemto Shel Bal Habayis. And then the guy living there, who doesn't know that these pots are in his backyard, his animal breaks the pottery. So then the owner of the house is exempt, because he could just say, what in the world are you doing putting your pots in my backyard? They're not my responsibility. Vim huzka ben, if his animal gets injured by these pots, then bal hakader is chayim. So then the guy who put the pot there, he's obviously responsible. That's putting like a boar in your friend's backyard. He's responsible for the damage that is caused to the animals. Now, I just want to speak out here for a second that while the owner of the house is certainly exempt if his animal damages those pots, he doesn't have any right to smash those pots himself. If he does, then he's fully responsible because, notwithstanding the fact that the pots are there illegally, but still, you have no right to smash the fellow's pots, and if you do, so then that would be an issue of Adam Hamazik with full liability. Now, Vimhichnes Bereshus, what happens if the potter got permission to bring those pots into his neighbor's yard? Bal hachatzer chayev. So then says Aratana, the guy who lives there, he will have to pay if there's any damages that happen to the pots that are caused by his animals. Because this Tana holds that if a person gives permission for another guy to store something in his property, so implicit in that, even if he doesn't speak it out, but included in his permission to use the space, is the agreement that he will also watch over, acting as a shomer, to make sure nothing bad happens to the fellow's pots in this case. He'd act as a shomer chinam, unpaid watchman, but the point is he's taking on some responsibility. As we'll see in the next Mishnah, this is a Machlokas Tanaim, Rebbe Shita will be no, just because you gave permission for someone to use your yard or your property, doesn't mean that you are also agreeing to watch over his stuff and protect it from damage, even from your own animals, etc. And the halacha will be like Rebbe, ultimately. But anyways, here our Tana has no one arguing with him yet, and that's the first part of the Mishnah. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Hichnes peirosav lechatzar bal habayish lo birshus. A very similar case, really it's the same case. The guy next door brings not pots, but instead food, you know, like a bushel of wheat or something. And he puts it without permission into his neighbor's yard. V'achaltem behemto shel bal habayis. And the neighbor's cow goes and then eats that bushel of wheat. So then potter, then the guy with the cow is exempt because he can say, what in the world are you putting your wheat in my backyard for? I have cows here. What do you expect going to happen? V'imhuzga behen bal haperos chayev. If the owner of the house, if his, let's say his cow twists his ankle on this pile of wheat in the backyard, so then the guy who stored the wheat there will be responsible to make damage, pay full damages to the cow because as a boar, because the owner of the house will say, listen, what in the world are you doing storing your wheat in my backyard? Who told you could be here? But if the neighbor gave permission to bring the wheat in and store it there, so then bala chatzer chayev, so now the owner of the house who gave permission to store the wheat there, he'll also be responsible if something bad happens to the wheat, like if his cow eats it. Because again, our Tanya here holds that when you give someone permission to use your property for storage, implicit in that, included in that permission, is the tacit agreement that you'll also watch over his stuff. Again, it's not the halacha. Now, if you look, you'll see really these two cases, the first and second, are essentially identical, which raises the question, so why do we have both of them? The answer is you might have thought that since pottery is A, more easily damaged, it breaks easily, and B, it's also much more prone to causing damage, you might have thought the rules would be different with respect to pottery in contrast to food, but it's not. It's the same for both. And that ends the first Mishnah, but really hold your thoughts because we have another Mishnah to go, which will modify it a little bit.